Aged 232. Yom Kippur is on the 5th.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Today's parashah reading is parashah 52, Deuteronomy 31, and you'll find that on page 232 of your complete Jewish Bible. Moses went and spoke the following words to all Israel. I am 120 years old today. I can't get around any longer. Moreover, Adonai has said to me, you will not cross this Jordan. Adonai, your God, he will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations ahead of you, and you will dispossess them. Joshua, he will cross over ahead of you, as Adonai has said. Adonai will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land he destroyed them. Adonai will defeat them ahead of you, and you are to do to them just as I have ordered you to do. Be strong, be bold. Don't be afraid or frightened of them, for Adonai your God is going with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you.
Next, Moses summoned Joshua and, in the sight of all Israel, said to him, be strong, be bold, for you're going with this people into the land Adonai swore to their ancestors he would give them. You will be the one causing them to inherit it. But Adonai, it is he who will go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. So don't be afraid or downhearted.
Then Moses wrote down this Torah and gave it to the Kohen, the descendants of Levi who carried the ark with the covenant of Adonai, and to all the leaders of Israel. Moses gave them these orders. At the end of every 7 years, during the festival of Sukkot in the year of Shemitah, when all Israel has come to appear in the presence of Adonai at the place he will choose, you are to read this Torah before all Israel, so that they can hear it. Assemble the people, the men, the women, the little ones, and the foreigners you have in your towns, so that they can hear, learn, hear Adonai your God, and take care to obey all the words of this Torah, so that their children, who have not known, can hear and learn to fear Adonai your God, for as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
Adonai said to Moses, the time is coming for you to die. Summon Joshua and present yourselves in the tent of meeting so that I can commission him. Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tent of meeting. Adonai appeared in the tent in a column of cloud. The column of cloud stood above the entrance to the tent. Adonai said to Moses, you are about to sleep with your ancestors, but this people will get up and offer themselves as prostitutes to a foreign gods of the lands where they are going. When they are with those gods, they will abandon me and break my covenant, which I have made with them. Then my anger will flare up, and I will abandon them and hide my face from them. They will be devoured, and many calamities and troubles will come over them. Then they will ask, haven't these calamities come upon us because our God isn't here with us? But I will be hiding my face from them because of all the evil they will have done in turning to other gods.
Therefore, write this song for yourselves and teach it to the people of Israel. Have them learn it by heart so that this song can be a witness for me against the people of Israel. For when I have brought them into the land, I swore to their ancestors, flowing with milk and honey, and they have eaten their fill, grown fat, and and turned to other gods, serving them and despising me, and broken my covenant. Then, after many calamities and troubles have come upon them, this song will testify before them as a witness, because their descendants will still be reciting it and will not have forgotten it. For I know how they think even now, even before I have brought them into the land about which I swore. So Moses wrote this song that same day and taught it to the people of Israel.
Adonai also commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, with these words: Be strong and full of courage, for you are to bring the people of Israel into the land about which I swore to them, and I will be with you.
Moses kept writing the words of this Torah in a book until he was done. When he had finished, Moses gave these orders to the Levite who carried the Ark of the Covenant of Adonai: Take this book of the Torah and put it next to the Ark of the Covenant of Adonai your God, so that it can be there to witness against you. For I know how rebellious and stiff-necked you are. Here, even while I'm still alive with you today, you have rebelled against Adonai. So how much more will you do after my death? Assemble for me all the leaders of your tribes and your officials, so that I can say these things in their hearing, calling heaven and earth to witness against them. Because I know that after my death you will become very corrupt and turn aside from the way that I have ordered you, and that disaster will come upon you in the end times, because you will do what Adonai sees as evil and provoke him by your deeds.
Then Moses spoke in the hearing of the whole assembly of Israel the words of this song from the beginning to end.
Then we have Hosea 14, 2 through 10. You find that on page 722. Return, Israel, to Adonai your God, for your guilt has made you stumble. Take words with you and return to Adonai. Say to him, forgive all guilt and accept what is good. We will pay instead of bulls the offerings of our lips. Asher will not save us. We will not ride on horses, and will no longer call what we made with our hands our gods. For it is only in you that the fatherless can find mercy.
I will heal their disloyalty. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from him. I will be like dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily and strike roots like the Lebanon. His branches will spread out, his beauty be like an olive tree, and his fragrance like the Lebanon. Again, they will live in his shade and raise grain. They will blossom like a vine, and its aroma will be like the wine of the Lebanon. Ephraim will say, what have I to do any more with idols? And I answer and affirm him. I am like a fresh green cypress tree. Your fruitfulness comes from me. Let the wise understand these things, and let the discerning know them. For the ways of Adonai are straight, and the righteous walk in them, but in them sinners stumble.
And then we have Micah 7:18-20. You find that on 756. Who is a God like you, pardoning the sin and overlooking the crimes of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in grace. He will again have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities. You will throw all their sins into the depths of the sea. You will show truth to Jacob and grace to Abraham, as you have sworn to our ancestors since days of long ago. And then we have Joel 2:15-27, and that's page 726. 2:15.
Blow the shofar in Zion, proclaim a holy fast, call for a solemn assembly.
Gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the leaders, gather the children, even infants sucking at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride the bridal chamber. Let the Kohen who serve Adonai stand weeping between the vestibule and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Adonai. Don't expose your heritage to mockery or make them a byword among the goyim. Why should the people say, where is their God?
Then Adonai will become jealous for his land and have pity on his people. Here is how Adonai will answer his people. I will send you grain, wine, and olive oil, enough to satisfy you. And no longer will I make you a mockery among the goyim. No, I will take the northerner away, far away from you, and drive him to a land that is waste and barren. With his vanguard toward the eastern sea, and his rear guard toward the western sea. His stench and his rottenness will rise because he has done great things.
Don't fear, O soil, be glad, rejoice, for Adonai has done great things. Don't be afraid, wild animals, for the desert pastures are green, the trees are putting out their fruit. The fig tree and vine are giving full yield. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in Adonai your God, for he is giving you the right amount of rain in the fall. He makes the rain come down for you, the fall and spring rains. This is what he does first. Then the floors will be full of grain, and the vats overflow with wine and olive oil.
I will restore you the years that the locusts ate, the grasshoppers, shearworms, and cutterworms, my great army that I sent against you. You will eat until you are satisfied and will praise the name of Adonai your God, who has done with you such wonders. Then my people will never again be shamed. You will know that I am with Israel, and that I am God, I am Adonai your God, and that there is no other. Then my people will never again be shamed.
Then we have Philippians. Philippians 1:1-2:30. And you find that on page 1465. From Shaul and Timothy, slaves of the Messiah Yeshua, to all God's people united with the Messiah Yeshua and living in Philippi, along with the congregation leaders and the Shamanshim, grace to you and shalom from God our Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah.
I thank my God every time I think of you. Whenever I pray for all of you, I always pray with joy, because you have shared in proclaiming the good news from the very first day until now. And I am sure of this, that the one who began a good work among you will keep it growing until it is completed on the day of the Messiah Yeshua. It is right for me to think this way about you all, because I have you on my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and establishing the good news, you are all sharing with me in this privileged work. God can testify how I long for all of you with the deep affection of Messiah Yeshua.
And this is my prayer, that your love may more and more overflow in fullness of knowledge and depth of discernment, so that you will be able to determine what is best and thus be pure without blame for the day of the Messiah, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Yeshua, the Messiah, to the glory and praise of God.
Now, brothers, I want you to know that what has happened to me has helped in advancing the good news. It has become clear to the whole palace and to everyone else that is because of the Messiah that I am in chains. Also, my being in prison has given most of the brothers in the Lord confidence, so that they have become much more bold in speaking the word of God fearlessly. True, some are proclaiming the Messiah out of jealousy and rivalry, but others are doing it in goodwill. The latter act from love, aware that I am put where I am for defending the good news, while the former announce the Messiah out of selfish ambition with impure motives, supposing they can stir up trouble for me in prison. But so what? All that matters is that in every way, whether honestly or in pretense, the Messiah is being proclaimed, and in that I rejoice.
Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that this will work out for my deliverance, because of your prayers and the support I get from the Spirit of Yeshua the Messiah. It all accords with my earnest expectation and hope that I will have nothing to be ashamed of, but rather now, as always, the Messiah will be honored by my body, whether it is alive or dead. For to me, life is the Messiah, and death is gain. But if by living on in the body I can do fruitful work, then I don't know which to choose. I am caught in a dilemma. My desire is to go off and be with the Messiah. That is better by far. But because of you, the greater need is to stay on in the body. Yes, I am convinced of this. So I know I will stay on with you in order to help you progress in the faith and have joy in it. Then, through my being you again, I will have even greater reason for boasting about the Messiah, Yeshua.
Only conduct your lives in the way worthy of the good news of the Messiah, so that whether I come and see you or I hear about you from a distance, you stand firm, united in spirit, fighting with one accord for the faith of the good news, not frightened by anything the opposition does. This will be for them an indication that they are headed for destruction and you for deliverance. And this is from God, because for the Messiah's sake, it has been granted to you not only to trust in him, but also to suffer on his behalf, to fight the same battles you once saw me fight, and now hear that I am still fighting.
Therefore, if you have any encouragement for me from your being in union with the Messiah, any comfort flowing from love, any fellowship with me in the Spirit, or any compassion and sympathy, then complete my joy by having a common purpose and a common love, by being one in heart and mind. Do nothing out of rivalry or vanity, but in humility, regard each other as better than yourselves. Look out for each other's interest and not just for your own.
Let your attitude toward one another be governed by your being in union with the Messiah Yeshua. Though he was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God something to be possessed by force. On the contrary, he emptied himself in that he took the form of a slave, by being like human beings are.
And when he appeared as a human being, he humbled himself still more by becoming obedient, even to death. Death on a stake as a criminal. Therefore, God raised him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name.
That in honor of the name given Yeshua, every knee will bow, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And every tongue will acknowledge that Yeshua the Messiah is Adonai, to the glory of God the Father.
So, my dear friends, just as you have always obeyed when I was with you, it is even more important that you obey now when I am away from you. Keep working out your deliverance with fear and trembling, for God is the one working among you both the willing and the working for what pleases him. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be blameless and pure children of God without defect in the midst of a twisted and perverted generation, among whom you shine like stars in the sky, as you hold on to the word of life. If you do this, I will be able to boast, when the day of the Messiah comes, that I did not run or toil for nothing. Indeed, even if my lifeblood is poured out as a drink offering over the sacrifice and service of your faith, I will still be glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
But I hope in the Lord Yeshua to send Timothy to us shortly, so that I too may be cheered by knowing how you are doing. I have no one who compares with him, who will care so sincerely for your welfare. People all put their own interests ahead of the Messiah Yeshua's, but you know his character, that like a child with his father, he slaved with me to advance the good news. So I hope to send him just as soon as I see how things will go with me. And I'm confident in the Lord that before long I myself will come too.
Also, I considered it necessary to send you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker and fellow soldier, the emissary whom you sent to take care of my needs, since he has been longing for you all and has been distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill, close to death, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but also on me. Otherwise, I would have had sorrow piled on sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that you may rejoice when you see him again, and I, for my part, may be less sad. So give him a joyful welcome in the Lord. Honor such people. But he risked his life and nearly died working for the Messiah in order to give me the help you were not in position to give.
Thank you, Father God, for a great parasha this Shabbat. Father God, we humble ourselves before you and ask that you will lead us, guide us, and protect us. Be with our loved ones and help all our interactions be godly ones. Help us to honor your word, Lord. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray this. Amen.
Amen.